by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-782-9912. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-782-9912. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-782-9912. That's 800-782-9912.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, where the Little Rock Parkview Patriots have defeated the Mountain Home Bombers 45-21. Tobias, Bombers got off to a good start in the contest. They took an early 7-0 lead on a 3-yard touchdown run by Gage Hershberger. They led 7-3 after a quarter, after a field goal for the Patriots. Then the Patriots, they kind of took over in the second quarter. The 1-yard keeper by Landon Rogers, the 19-yard touchdown run by Joyner, that put them up at the half 17-7. Now the Bombers, they had to kick to open the second half. They went down 23-7 after a 57-yard Rogers run, but they battled back. They scored two fourth quarter touchdowns and got back within to 31-21. And then Parkview really kind of slammed the door on Mountain Home there late with three late scores, courtesy of Joyner too. He got two of them there. So, you know, a lot of people are going to look at this and, oh, blew them out. But, you know, that's a 31-21 game, and I'm sure Coach Boulding was sitting there going, let's be careful here, guys. We got to play.
He had to have been concerned tonight, Sonny. I mean, this team, this score does not tell an accurate story or an accurate portraying of this game. Like you said, until the fourth quarter, it was only a 10-point deficit. It was anybody's game at that point. You know, what people have to understand at home is that this team very well could have beaten Greenwood or Lake Hamilton. They are just as good, very talented. I look for them to go deep into the playoffs. The Bombers got to walk out of here with their head held high. They did a lot of great things. I think they are in a great position going into the playoffs. Again, we saw that never quit, don't die attitude that we've talked about in the culture of the team. And I think a great performance by the Bombers, just not able to get the victory.
Bombers are able to recover three turnovers tonight, turn all three of those turnovers, if I'm not mistaken, into points.
That's right. And the only turnover that the Bombers had, you know, was really once they had made substitutions. So I'm going to call that 3-0, really, in the turnover game. And as Mountain Home now potentially goes on the road in the playoffs, turnovers will be a key to them being successful and bringing home the potentially the first playoff win in I don't know how many years.
That would be a while ago for the Bombers to win a playoff game. I have to look at my history books for that. Hey, we are going to give the Player of the Game Award presented by Mike Stockton at Financial Services and Investment Strategies. Player of the game tonight, Gage Hershberger. He had two touchdowns, was the leading rusher for the Bombers tonight. And Gage played really hard, got those two scores when the Bombers needed them most.
Absolutely right. I think that is a well-deserved. Gage did a great job putting the points on the board, really setting the momentum and the tone of the game early. So hats off to him tonight and his performance. Definitely one of the shining spots or one of the highlights you can take out of this performance tonight. So congratulations to him and the team.
All right, Tobias, we're going to take one more break. We'll come back and review the final stats. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gassafety.
For by OpenChar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-483-7571. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now at 800-483-7571. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-483-7571. That's 800-483-7571. Again, 800-483-7571.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, and the final stats are in thanks to our friend Neil Denton. And Tobias, they're not real pretty, are they?
Not as pretty as we'd like, Sonny. Offensively, you know, we were hoping that Mountain Home would have a few more yards in the second half, but it was pretty close to what they had in the first half. So total offense, Parkview had 572 yards on the night to Mountain Home's 186 yards. Not what you want, but it is what it is. Landon Rogers was 11 for 18 tonight for 189 yards passing. Rushed 23 times for 194 yards. So almost a 200 throwing, almost 200 passing. Just an outstanding performance by that young man tonight. Joyner, the running back, had 20 carries, 148 yards rushing tonight. Kind of led the way rushing and did a great job tonight as well. For the Bombers, McKay was 9 for 30 for 125 yards passing. Rushed the ball 10 times for 19 yards. Hershberger, we talked about earlier, rushed the ball 17 times, 41 yards on the night. Barnett, 2 catches for 38 yards. Great job by him tonight as he emerges as another target for McKay. Walker had 4 catches on the night for 54 yards, and Tabor racked in 2 catches for 26 yards.
All right, tough night tonight for the Bombers, though. The Bombers, they'll be back at it on the road for the first round of the Class 6A playoffs. Looking like a trip to Pine Bluff. AAA, the Arkansas Activities Association, will finalize those matchups and release those on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon those come out?
That's what the plan is.
Excellent.
That's what I was told. They're
I know a lot of players that will be sitting around looking at the computer screen this weekend.
Well, barring how they decide to do it, it should be Mountain Home at Pine Bluff if mine and Brad's figures are correct. So we'd be on the road, but you know what? It's the playoffs. It's the East. We're ready to go play those guys. We have a history with Pine Bluff from our conference. We owe them a whooping or two. And we'll see what we can do next week. So
I think we've got the team this year to take it over there and to hand it to them. So I can't wait. I'm fired up already.
We'll be ready to go again next week for my broadcast partner tonight, Tobias Pugsley, and for our engineer back in the studio, Matt Sharp. This is Sonny Elliott thanking you for joining us for Bomber Football. You've been listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashir's Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Harvest Bank, Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families, Inc. Join us each Friday night as the Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
The need has always been there. The need for food, shelter, clothing, compassion. This year, the need just happens to be greater. If you need help, please reach out. If you can give help, please reach within. With more people facing poverty and fewer red kettles to help them, your donation to the Salvation Army is needed more than ever. I encourage you to enlist in Love's Army to help those in need in our community. Simply text kettles to 91999 or go to salvationarmyusa.org. A little goes a long way.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office located at 102 Highway 62 East to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For by Openshaw Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-483-7571. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now at 800-483-7571. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-483-7571. That's 800-483-7571. Again, 800-483-7571.
And we welcome you to the back to the Bombers postgame show one last time. Matt Sharp joining you with one last studio report, the last one of the regular season, as the Mountain Home falls to Little Rock Parkview tonight by a count of 45-21. The team that Mountain Home just ended up having their hands full with, especially in that second half. Patriots came into this game ranked 10th in the state overall and 3rd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Let's take a look at what else is going on. At first in the 6A West, there are two other final scores. Well, Greenwood kind of ended up pulling away just there at the end and to clinch the 6A West Conference Championship over Lake Hamilton. And this was a battle between teams ranked in the overall top 10. Greenwood defeated Lake Hamilton 38-28 tonight. The Bulldogs came to the game ranked 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, and Lake Hamilton was 7th overall and 2nd in Class 6A. And the other final score, boy, this one really went down to the wire as Asylum Springs ended up pulling it out at the end, defeating Russellville 50-47. And the other game still in progress as Benton, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A, has just started pulling away as well. They are leading Van Buren now 53-39 in the fourth quarter. So a high-scoring game down over there near the Oklahoma line. On the local level, boy, a heartbreaking loss tonight for Yellville Summit. I know they would have liked to have gone in to the finish the regular season with their second straight win, and the game went to overtime, but the Panthers fell just short, losing to Mountain Burg tonight by a score of 42-40. Final from last night, actually, Salem fell to Harding Academy 55-9. The Greyhounds definitely had their hands full in that game. Wildcats were ranked number 1 in Class 3A. Melbourne ended up beating Mountain View tonight 44-8, and Harrison, who's ranked 3rd in Class 5A, defeated P. Ridge tonight by a final score of 49-28. Also, among some other area schools were in postseason play, as tonight was the district semifinal round up in Missouri. West Plains is one win away from a district title after the Zizzers defeated McDonald County tonight 35-2. Forsyth at home tonight against Fair Grove. Last score we had was from the fourth quarter. Panthers were losing to Fairgrove 34-20. Branson ended up getting eliminated tonight by Carthage this evening 55-35. And Ava playing at home tonight against Mountain Grove, and the Bears season is done. After last year finishing as state runners-up, they're going to get eliminated in the district semifinals by Mountain Grove 28-14 tonight. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number 1 overall and in Class 7A, just had their way with Conway tonight, 70-33. The Wampus Cats came to the game ranked 6th overall and number 4 in Class 7A. Bentonville, who's number 2 overall and in Class 7A, defeated Bentonville West tonight 44-7. North Little Rock, who's number 3 overall and in Class 7A, is up on a Cabot 48-31 in the fourth quarter. The Panthers came into this game ranked 9th overall and 5th in Class 7A. And the only other two games that were in the top 10 that were scheduled for tonight ended up both being canceled. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, was supposed to host Jacksonville. The Bruins also ranked number 1 in Class 5A. And number 8, Wynn, was supposed to be in Jonesboro tonight to face Nelson. That game ended up getting called off as well. The Yellow Jackets ranked 2nd in Class 5A. I've already gone through all the Class 7A top 5 games. The only one I haven't mentioned in Class 6A was actually a final score from last night, as number 5, Sylvan Hills, defeated Searcy 41-7. In the Class 5A top 5, the only other games I haven't mentioned, one was from last night, and it was number 5, Little Rock Christian, beating Watson Chapel 63-28. And the other one was a cancellation. Number 4, Texarkana, was supposed to host Aquin tonight, but that game ended up getting canceled. Well, the Razorbacks have really had their share of cancellations this season. In the Class 4A top 5, a final score from last night, it ended up with number 3, Joe T. Robinson, beating Harmony Grove Haskell by a score of 42-7. As far as tonight's action is concerned, number 1, Arkadelphia, playing tonight at Malvern. And that game has gone final and looks like, once again, and this has happened on more than one occasion in Class 4A, where the number 1 team ended up getting beat. The Badgers lost to Malvern tonight 33-25. Shiloh Christian defeated Huntsville this evening 47-6. Looks like the Saints will most likely be the new number 1 going into the postseason. Number 4, Nashville, playing at Bauxite tonight. And that game has gone final. It was the Scrappers beating Bauxite 58-23. And number 5, Rivercrest, playing at Blytheville this evening. And I think that game may still be in progress. And let's see what we've got here. It is in progress, but it looks like it's going to be Rivercrest getting the win. They're up 45-21 in the final period. In the Class 3A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Prescott, defeated Glen Rose tonight 42-14. It was number 4, Hoxie, over Walnut Ridge 48-19. And 5th-ranked McGee shut out Smackover 47-0. 3rd-ranked Newport was idle this week. And finally, in the Class 2A top 5, three finals from last night, as 2nd-ranked Gurdon beat Cutter Morning Star 56-24. 3rd-ranked Desark top Clarendon 16-7. And number 4, Junction City, beat up on Strong 43-6. A final from tonight, as number 5, Bigelow, defeated Conway Christian 59-21. And the only other game is we don't have a final on that. The last score we had was actually from the third quarter, but it was all Fordyce. The Red Bugs were leading Bearden 42-6. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. And again, Mountain Home falls by 24 tonight to Little Rock Parkview to finish the regular season with a record of 5-5. And it looks like the Bombers will be on the road for their first postseason game. Most likely at Pine Bluff. We'll have the details. We should have them Monday on our newscast. So be sure you tune in here to Classic Hits 101.7 and to KTLO for the latest updates on that. But again, Mountain Home will be in playoff action next Friday. So that will be our next broadcast. So we hope you'll join us for that game. Until then, I want to thank Sonny Elliott and Tobias Pugsley out at the stadium. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online here at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from War Memorial Stadium: the Little Rock Parkview Patriots 45 and the Mountain Home Bombers 21. Good night, everyone.